This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. Thanks to you, Tolos, out there for making us part of your day. A hodgepodge is coming up at 4 o'clock. Big day on Friday. Two chances to pick up a G-Bag Nation flag. Thursday, Richardson Bar and Grill. Then Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie. Not only will we be out there, but so will Mike, Kevin, and Corey, KMC Masterpiece. Here's Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you very much to Reliant as well for being a part of this, as they always are. Very nice of you.
Salute.
I have a question for you, and this kind of came from the Jerry Jones talk this morning with Sean and RJ and that crew, but also what Lucius played too from Joe Buck and what he was talking about with Derrick Henry. And it's kind of a two-parter. And first off, I would say, did NFL teams, because of philosophy of running backs or the way that running backs are treated, did they miss on Derrick Henry and some of these other backs that we've seen that have had success with other teams? Is it a philosophy? Would you put it this way? Would you feel better if Jerry Jones came out and said, we misevaluated Derrick Henry because of philosophy, that we didn't feel like he could still play? Now, they would be wrong. You know, but do you feel like they were the only team that was wrong about Derrick Henry?
No, I think a lot of teams were wrong.
And it was it because of philosophy.
Yes.
Now that, yeah. That, hey, we're not going to pay a guy $8 million a year because our philosophy tells us we shouldn't as a salary cap team.
Well, in history with his age.
Yeah.
Most running backs aren't very successful at that age.
So I think Jerry would be right in saying most teams would not be able to do for Derrick Henry what the Ravens have. You have a quarterback like that, weapons like that, a line like that, 6 yards an attempt. For us, it might be in the low fours. You know, we can't create that kind of an opportunity for him. And at his age, the odds of him having another big year are so low. It's just a low probability. So I definitely think philosophy is the right word.
Yeah.
And it's hard to strike that right balance to get it absolutely perfect. But I think for the Cowboys, it was also to do with the reality of their salary cap situation and how much they owe to guys in the next two years, really. They didn't have, you know, the extra money to throw at a running back. I think the Ravens, you know, would probably, if you gave them honesty and say, how many other running backs could get over 5 an attempt in this offense? And I think the list is pretty impressive. You know, you're not getting much more production per dollar spent at running back. You can get a lot of production for $1 million, or you can spend $12, $15, $18 million and hope for what? A half yard more per attempt? Maybe, if the guy stays healthy. And at this age, Derrick Henry's age, man. I mean, the likelihood of an injury is skyrocketing. The likelihood that he falls off the cliff in any offseason is so big. You could give me Derrick Henry in the exact same situation, and I don't know if that I'd want the Cowboys to do it. Unless they are ready to win a championship, the draft is over, there is nobody else available at running back. That's, you know, ultimately when the team signed Derrick Henry.
I just think, and Chief, go ahead. No,
it's fine, please.
No, I think to me, when I look at Derrick Henry, and I think about Joe Mixon, and I think about Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
You know, I'm seeing all these running backs that are having they're like revival of their careers, going to these other places.
Yeah.
And I wonder, as a whole, did the NFL as a whole, as a scouting community, misevaluate the running backs in the NFL? Jerry's telling us he can't afford them. I would feel better if Jerry told me that we missed him. We didn't evaluate any of these running backs right. You know, all of them.
We thought Zeke was good.
Yeah, or if you'd have at least picked up the phone.
And he's included in the misevaluation.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He's included.
Well, see, from that standpoint, yes, there was. I do think there's a real, like, truth serum Jerry. Maybe today it's different, but like in the offseason, Zeke and Derrick Henry were like the same player in his mind.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And that is a huge miscalculation.
I don't know if the Cowboys are alone in this. I don't know if the Cowboys are alone in this.
No, there's a lot. That's why they're not getting taken in the first round.
I just want Jerry to tell me, don't tell me about the money. Tell me about that as a pro department, we didn't think Derrick Henry or Joe Mixon or Aaron Jones or any of these, or Zeke, they thought obviously that Ezekiel could play because they knew him.
I want to know the light bulb came on and they decided to stop overspending at running back. Or they've acknowledged we're not good at this. We need to take a step back.
See, that's where I'm kind of looking at this and I'm going, damn, don't tell me about the money. Just tell me your evaluation didn't feel like you were talking about, Dawson.
Yeah.
That the age, the wear and tear, all these things. I mean, we could kick Jerry in the junk all we want.
Sure.
We could also, I think the other teams too, the teams that look smart right now are the ones that maybe took a chance on these guys, because those look like teams that are they have running games and it's helping their quarterback.
Well, they're true contenders and they need a running back. Remember, this is a soft rebuild. Maybe they're not saying it loud, but we don't want to be throwing resources right now, significant resources, if we're not going for the championship. I'll give you this though, Brian, the question back, or maybe the thought back, I think the pendulum has swung too far. And some teams are saying, oh, no, we don't want to spend anything at running back. We're not investing at all. And I think that's a mistake as well.
I think teams got caught in that with Derrick Henry and others.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going here. I don't think the Cowboys are alone. I think there's a lot of guys and gals sitting in their scouting departments going, every time Derrick Henry runs with the ball and you think about,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Damn, what about that meeting we had in the spring talking about him? You know, that was a big miss, not only by the Cowboys. That's a bad, big, bad miss by a lot of teams in that regard.
The thing is, I wonder what those conversations were even like, because they didn't even pick up the phone and call and just see.
Because they probably thought Derrick Henry was washed, like everybody else in the league.
Then I would love to know that. If you thought he was washed, then cool. Then yes, I get why you didn't call.
Don't tell me about the money anymore.
Right.
Tell me. We didn't think that Derrick Henry could play.
Because they said Zach Moss was too expensive.
Well, to Jerry's credit, he did say, like, we don't think that Derrick Henry would be doing the same things with us as he's doing with Baltimore.
I think that's a pretty fair assessment. Sean and RJ had to get run through the ringer by him for asking those questions.
Yeah, for a while he wanted to say that this was a media-driven
talking point. You are the general manager. All you have to do is say our evaluation of Derrick Henry is one we missed on.
I'd like that.
You know what? Damn, we missed. We missed on that one. You know what? He might not have been able to help us because our scheme isn't any good right now. We got an offensive line that can't block. You know, we got two young guys. We got a declining right guard. We got a right tackle that I paid that's not getting it done for me right now. I got no point of attack blocking tight ends. You know, that to me, as a fan, I would feel better if he said that.
Yeah.
I would think, okay, hey, yeah, we effed this thing up. They did. They effed it up.
And there's plenty of sports leaders that do acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I think he's too insecure.
See, the
ego's too strong.
Even though because no one has more security than him, which is
but
the
he,
point.
He yeah, wants not, to be known as something that he's not putting in the work for. The work gives you the confidence. He's insecure because he's not doing the work of a GM, but he's posing as a GM.
That's the biggest frustration.
Yeah.
I don't know how much due diligence is going on when it comes to looking at all these running backs you're talking about, Brian.
Oh,
I think it's what's the price tag? We can't afford them.
No, I think, now I will say this. I think that Alex Loomis and Will and those guys, I think they look at these guys.
It's never a knock on them. It's the guys making the decisions.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's Jerry.
I lived this where you bring it to him.
Right.
I lived this before.
And then what's he going to do? Say, Adam, how much would that cost us? And then Adam says we can't afford him. And then what's, is that conversation over after that?
Well, if it's a deal where your pro department says, and this is where I think, if Alex Loomis and Will McClay and those guys say, damn, he's got something left, Adam Pacifica can find ways to make this work.
Right.
For sure. The cap guy, right?
The cap guy, yeah. Adam Pacifica will find a way to say, okay, we're going to have to, maybe we're going to have to cut this or do this or that. But to me, I want to think that the jump, the initial evaluation of this guy wasn't one to sign. That's where I think this was. That's where I think the problem with the Cowboys were.
Not
their initial evaluation of this guy was not, they'd say he can no longer play,
sure,
which now looks terribly wrong. But you could also say that in Houston signed. Just pick another NFL city that, you know, is evaluating these players.
Yeah. There's a lot of cities that have adapted this.
That's what I'm saying. When you misevaluate your own team, you're effed. And when you misevaluate, you know, others, and I think that Alex Loomis and Will, I think they do a good job on their pro stuff.
Yeah, I do think, though, it's fair to just say that not many teams were in the position of Baltimore to say, like, we could convince ourselves that we are kind of a running back away, and we would be willing to use this amount of dollars for this guy at this position at that age with that amount of mileage. Yeah. There's not many teams that are looking around thinking that makes sense for them.
Yeah.
And to me, that makes sense.
Would this have been one of those things that when we talked about, say we talked about this in April, you know, before, you know, after the draft or May when they signed,
mm-hmm.
would this have been one of those things, Dawson? I kind of have a feeling I know what you would have said, because you say, man, guy gets banged up, da, 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 da. You wouldn't have been on board with this, would
you? If I knew I was getting this Derrick Henry for $8 million?
No. You're just getting Derrick Henry.
I'm just getting Derrick Henry. No, I wouldn't want him. No. Coming off last year, it looked like his career was slowing down.
Chief?
Yeah, no, yeah. I wouldn't.
See? Just say that, Jerry. Say that you guys didn't feel like that Derrick Henry couldn't play anymore.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I've been there. I've been there where I'm like, damn, I was trying to convince Parcells to sign Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
Bill was telling me everything that this guy couldn't play. So it's kind of like watching Derrick Henry. Like, Bill was like, Brian, no, he's going on and on and on. And it convinced Jerry and Steven that we can't do it.
Hmm.
Can't do it. Now he's, you know, he was like defensive MVP.
Yeah, Super Bowl champion, yeah. Packer.
I think, to me, this is where the Cowboys, just say you missed the evaluation.
Yeah.
Don't say you couldn't sign him. Just say you missed the evaluation.
Or start calling people idiots.
It also just goes back to just being absent free agency in general. All the running backs you talked about, and you can say, let's draft a running back. You can't draft every single position that you need. The draft isn't the answer for everything. Maybe if you had assigned one of these running backs, it would have made up for drafting Maris Leofau, which you needed a linebacker. It's cool that you drafted him. Hopefully he's good.
Yeah.
But
you just signed the wrong one.
You weren't able to draft a runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, they signed the guy that they're emotionally invested with.
Right.
The rest
if they
would have
got Joe Mixon, or they would have traded from the guy from the Raiders,
yes,
or got him, you know, if that would have done, then they would have been better off. I still think they're better off. I mean, just hand the ball to Rico Dowdle.
I'm with you on that 100%.
Yeah, yes. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your answers.
Thank you, Brian. There he is, Krusty's Corner, every afternoon, 3:40. That was a hell of a running back conversation. It was brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, here with the former Cowboys scout, NFL executive. We move on now to a sports hodgepodge. Chief, what's cooking?
It's a back-to-basketball Tuesday here in the nation, and we ponder when Halloween decor goes too far.